Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
You're tuning into Black and White Sports on YouTube. The no-holds-barred truth on sports. The main event starts now.
Well, Black and White Sports fans, we're going to be talking about Stephen A. Smith of ESPN, the star of First Take. Now, Stephen A. Smith has been in the news because he has been dropping facts about Donald Trump. Straight up facts. Now, Stephen A. says he is not a fan of all of the political trials really going on with Donald Trump. That's not his exact words. But he wants the Democrats to try and beat Donald Trump on the issues. But there's a problem. They can't do that. Have you guys actually seen the Biden policies? I'm pretty sure you guys actually live in it. They're not good. Nothing, absolutely nothing is working. Election's coming up in November. Donald Trump right now is on trial in New York over BS. We all know it's BS. And every time something like this happens, Donald Trump becomes more popular. He does. And we have seen a significant increase in support for Donald Trump from the black community. Yes, the indictments, man, they're backfiring. They're backfiring now. However, black people still need to go out to the polls and actually vote for Donald Trump. Now, Stephen A. Smith, man, he has been, I guess I can say, kind of flirting around with voting for Trump. But Stephen A. is not going to actually come out and say, hey, I'm going to actually punch that ticket for Donald Trump. Not going to do that. This man works for ESPN. But his podcast that he actually has is not only sports, it's politics. And he's definitely been weighing into politics as of late. Now, the NAACP, Roland Martin, they've been going after Stephen A. Smith. Because Stephen A. Smith did come out and say that black people, they feel like Donald Trump is being oppressed, very similar to the way black people have been treated in this country, and they want to support Trump. Months ago, Fox News actually came out with a poll showing that Donald Trump had something like 20% of the black support, which is extremely significant. You have to go way back to before the civil rights era when black people weren't really voting Democrat at like a 90% clip. It's possible that could actually change. Now, Stephen A. Smith says he's not going to vote for Trump. However, if he actually goes out there and says that he's actually going to vote Trump, oh, the wokes are going to come after him. And I believe that Stephen A. is also up for a contract renewal with ESPN. So that actually brings us to the most deranged person out there. Not just Trump deranged, but probably the most deranged person out there with a name. Keith Olbermann, who actually used to work for ESPN SportsCenter back in the day. This man is now calling for ESPN to fire Stephen Anthony Smith. Why? because he's not completely bashing Trump. Yes, this is insane, man. Let's get into it, guys. Make sure you guys like this video, subscribe to the channel, become a channel member. Remember, live stream every single Friday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. We appreciate the support. So here we go. Check this out. Keith Olbermann demands ESPN fire Stephen A. Smith for not criticizing Trump. Now, Stephen A. actually appeared on Fox News. And I'm pretty sure Keith Olbermann didn't like Stephen A. appearing on Fox News. But Stephen A. has been on there before. And him and Sean Hannity are friends. So, look here. It says Stephen A. Smith addresses why black voters are flocking to Trump in an interview with Fox's Hannity. So, let's go ahead and play this here, man. Listen in.
That you're scared you can't beat them on the issues and the merits.
Here now with more ESPN host, the one, the only, he hates to admit he's a friend of mine. You can admit it. Just say it. My friend Stephen A. Smith is here.
Of course we're friends, man.
Anyway, great to have you. I thought that was gutsy. I kind of like your podcast because you go off into, you know, other topics besides the area of expertise that you're in, which is sports.
Yes.
You said that. First the question I have is, what was the reaction to that?
Well, obviously, I took a lot of heat. A lot of people didn't like the fact that I said it. They wished that I had it. And when I give a damn, I'll let you know. I don't care. I'm going to speak my mind. I'm going to speak what I believe to be true. And when I think about Donald Trump, I think about this case in New York. I mean, I'm looking at the Democrats right now. And again, primarily, I have voted Democrat throughout my life. But I'm utterly disgusted with what I'm seeing, because it seems to me that they're trying to use the law and the courts. They've clearly politicized this thing with Donald Trump because they can't come up with a strategy to offset the momentum he's clearly gained. In at least five polls, he's up. He's up in the polls over Biden, at least five polls that I counted. That's the reality of the situation.
Actually, it's more than that, but anyway.
Despite the counts against them, the indictments against them being impeached twice and all of this other stuff, he is the presumptive GOP nominee. And you don't seem to have the issues in your favor, you believe. So because of that, you're going to manipulate the system as best as you possibly can to avoid him possibly running for re-election again. That appears to be their strategy, but I'm here to tell you, it's not working. It's not working at all, and to be quite honest with you, I don't mind the fact that it's not working, because I might not be a supporter of Donald Trump, but I want him to lose the right way. I want him to lose because you have better ideas, and you make your case to the American people better than he does. That's why I want him to lose. I don't want him to lose the way they're trying to make him lose, because I actually think that the case in New York City is pretty weak, if not flat out bogus. Have you remembered John Edwards? Have you remembered Gary Hart? Have you remembered some of the things that Clinton has gone through? Now we're going to talk about a hush money case that took place while he was running for election in 2016, but he was in office until 2020. And now here you are in 2024, months before another election, and he's the presumptive GOP nominee. And this is what you're trying to do. It's a disgrace. It's weak. It's pathetic. And somebody needs to say it. The Democrats need to come up with a better strategy, because this ain't working.
They don't have a strategy. They don't have a strategy. Stephen A. Smith knows that.
Let me ask you this. We look at polls. Polls are always broken down demographically. And you see this major erosion in the Democratic base for Biden. African-Americans, Hispanic-Americans, young people, suburban women, for example. I mean, numbers that we've never seen before in terms of a Democrat. If he doesn't get his base back, which I would argue he's been trying to do, starting with the State of the Union and his jacked-up address, he's got no shot. Mm-hmm. And if Donald Trump can hold on to 5, 10, 15% of the numbers that he has now, he will win the next election. Mm-hmm. Why is that happening? That's my question.
Well, first of all, the streets don't seem safe. and people want safety. We can sit up there and lament, quote-unquote, law and order, which is what Donald Trump used to verbalize. But the fact is, the American people like law and order. We want our streets safe. We want to make sure that you've committed a crime. You get to go to jail. You don't sit up there and get arrested and you're out the same day. You don't want to assault people and you're out the same day. That's number one. Obviously, number two, the economy, which is usually number one, because people don't understand this when it comes, especially the black folks. Right? Let me tell you something right now, Sean. When you talk about the economy, to black folks, that means money. To everybody, it means money, but especially to us, okay, who are no longer the dominant minority in this country. Those are the Latinos. When we talk about the economy, we're not talking about, oh, the state of affairs economically or even the job participation rate. We're talking about the money that you keep in your pocket. When you go to the gas station and it's exorbitant prices, when you go to the supermarket and milk and bread and cheese and all of this other stuff is exorbitantly high compared to what it once was, that is a red flag to a lot of folks, because the money you keep in your pocket is what tells you whether or not the economy is flourishing or not. So those are just a couple of components that come into the equation. And dare I say something that will probably be termed the most uncomfortable thing that I've ever had to articulate out of my mouth from a political perspective. But I got to tell you something. As much as people may have been abhorred by Donald Trump's statement weeks ago, talking about how black folks, he's hearing that black folks find him relatable because what he's going through is similar to what black Americans have gone through, he wasn't lying. He was telling the truth. When you see the law enforcement, the court system, and everything else being exercised against him, it is something that black folks throughout this nation can relate to with some of our historic, iconic figures. We've seen that happen throughout society. So no matter what race, what ethnicity you may emanate from, we relate to you when you're suffering like that because we know we have. And that's what he articulated. As unpopular as it was, as much as we didn't like to hear it, it's the truth, and there's no way around it. Those are all contributing factors to the state of affairs with the slippage that appears to be taking fold when it comes to President Biden, unfortunately.
You're talking about racial disparity in our justice system, and you know what?
So, you guys heard that right there, man. Stephen A. was on point, but however, Keith Olbermann is demanding that ESPN, a white leftist, is demanding that ESPN fire a black man because he got off that Democrat plantation a little bit right there. Yeah. So listen in to deranged lunatic Keith Olbermann.
Here are the headlines from the Tuesday edition of the Countdown podcast, now live wherever you podcast. ESPN must either silence its top figure, Stephen A. Smith, or fire Stephen A. Smith. Once upon a time, a long time ago, you could be on one television channel talking benignly about good old sports while you were also on another television channel talking about party politics, partisanship, and even endorsing one presidential candidate over another. A long time ago. I know this because I used to do it a long time ago. A long time ago, like 2010. But this is no longer 2010. So why is ESPN letting Stephen A. Smith go on Fox News and campaign for Donald Trump? They either have to silence him or they have to get rid of him. All that plus the news headlines. Trump now thinks that his thugs should be, to quote his online post, allowed to protest at the front steps of courthouses all over the country. Huh. Trump mobs going up the steps of government facilities. Why does that sound so vaguely familiar? Trump's latest stochastic threat on the Tuesday Countdown podcast, now live wherever you podcast.
Wow. Astonishing, right? Absolutely astonishing, man. Deranged Keith Olbermann demands that ESPN fire Stephen A. Smith because he has a difference in opinion from the wokes. You see, this pathetic man, Stephen A. Smith, has been towing that line. He's been very, very careful not to actually jump off that cliff. Maybe, just maybe, Stephen A. Smith actually wants to do that. He says that he wants Trump to lose the right way. But in reality, does Stephen A. Smith actually want to go out there and vote for Trump? He'll never tell you. He'll never, ever tell you, man. But this is what the left does, man. Stephen A. Smith, the most well-known figure at ESPN, a guy that's been fired from everywhere, Keith Olbermann, who used to work for ESPN, wants ESPN to fire Stephen A. Smith. That's just my thoughts on this. What do you guys think of this? Black and white sports fans, let us know what you think about all this in the comments. Make sure to subscribe to the channel. And we will catch you next time.
Thanks for watching the show. Be sure to like, comment, and subscribe. Be sure to tune in next time on Black and White Sports.